New device.
Much easier. That is, the other is heavy, no? I can't get it. Oh, yeah, all, everybody has light things. Okay. Now we'll go to the Vinaya notes. And see now there is an what is called table 80, no?
80. We didn't. Okay, yeah, table 80.
We finish table 78. We finish table 79. We already finish. Now, and table 80. We finish. We mentioned these things about the city, the places, no?
Table 60. Table 76. We didn't finish, no?
Huh?
Table 76.
76.
Yes, yes, yes. Clear, clear.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You have finished. Kutikara, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll do like that. Now, sources sometimes, the origin, no?
Mm-hmm.
Kiri and sometimes both Kiri and Akiri.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can tell them that these are now for the time being abstract. Abstract things they learn. Only if we go directly to the rule, they will able to understand the connection, how these things can happen. Sometimes with action, sometimes with action without action. So therefore now these are just abstract things. Therefore now we will, whenever we have going to the rule, we will go back to these things again. Occasionally you will go back, there is something you can, therefore then, to understand it. You can explain it.
上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上
probably we will go to the next after table 80. Mm-hmm. It shows the how the first Parajika has 17 ways how we make an analysis of it. No? Mm-hmm. That is after table 80.
大家可以让大家看那个镜头，下面那个表八十后面后面那个斯巴达吉卡的十七要素分析表。Should you find a table?
大家可以看那个表。嗯。看看是吧。So now it says number one it is Nidana. Nidana it is the city which is Vesali. Okay, then after the Buggala is the person who was Venom Sudina. And so forth, this is a list of things which is easy to analyze the rule. Certain very important points which every rule has. Mm-hmm.
然后说大家可以看那个第一条我们已经学过第一条巴拉吉卡不定法那个十七要素分析表，然后因缘是那个在皮学里头，然后那个马歇德这种信息韦沙里程，然后那个第二条原因是那个虚提纳，然后他说这个十七要素分析表里边它就包含了一些那个比较的项目，大家也可以跟其他几条去比较一下。
Okay, now if we read there number three, it is about what is about the subject, the vattu. About in the first parajika it is sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and after we have the panyati, mm-hmm. the legislation, what the Buddha laid down, mm-hmm. the formulation of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
It is sadharana panyati, which is common with the bhikkhunis.
Mm-hmm.
And then anupanyati, we have the, how it's called, additional
mm-hmm.
formulation, which is not to have sexual intercourse even with an animal. So, and then we have the command or ordering.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is without ordering.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, even if you, bhikkhu orders the other bhikkhu to have sexual intercourse,
mm-hmm.
and the other bhikkhu commits the sexual intercourse, but not the first bhikkhu,
mm-hmm.
then the first bhikkhu does not commit any offense
mm-hmm.
by doing it. It is the second bhikkhu who commits the offense.
Mm-hmm. 然后第五项命令这条戒属于非命令者，为什么是命令者？比方说你一个比丘命令另一个比丘性交，然后第二个比丘性交，那但是第一个比丘并不犯那个第八拉斯卡。So
now offense number six, it is apati. So then we have three kinds of apatis here: parajika, tulacha, and dukkata. Parajika it is the full fledged offense. Tulacha is just it's called before a step before the parajika,
mm-hmm.
a step before, and dukkata it is just to make the effort, just to make the effort and so forth. It is a dukkata offense.
Mm-hmm. 他说那个这下面可以犯的过犯有三种，一种是巴拉吉哈粗罪和恶作，巴拉吉哈的话是这个犯，那个是你已经全部满足那些要素，然后就犯了巴拉吉哈。 然后粗略的话，就比如说你最后这个事情并没完成，而恶作的话，你可能只仅仅是做出一个努力而已。Some examples in under this rule, the which one is tulacha, which one is dukkata, so then they can have some sense.
Examples?
Yes, example under this rule, after which extent it is tulacha, after which extent it is dukkata, so they can have some sense.
Okay, parajika, we have already explained, you know, because there are how many? Four factors.
Yes.
But here it says only two factors. This is the funny thing. Now you see here, number nine, it has only two factors, but on the top, it explains about parajika.
Uh-huh, yes.
It gives four factors.
It doesn't matter. In the Chinese version, I separate into four factors. Separate those two into four. So I give some notes. So they don't know it's two factors.
Okay. So then, now tulacha, I already explained that it is a tulacha decomposed body, you know?
Decomposed body. More than 75%, something.
Yes, more than 75% decomposed body, it is tulacha.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't remember any other tulachas, other tulachas. First parajika, I can't remember. Because there are now, if there are these stories there, no?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we can find occasionally some tulachas
okay.
there.
Okay, then
but most of them are about decomposed bodies.
Yes, yes. yes. But then you can give an example of dukkata also.
Huh?
You can give an example of dukkata also.
Dukkata.
Mm-hmm.
Dukkata, I think, is the making the effort itself. It means I want to make, for example, piku. Goes to make a sexual intercourse
uh-huh.
with intention, uh-huh. every step is dukkata.
Uh-huh.
By doing that, it's by yoga, it is effort here.
Okay. 对于恶作，那他是那个张老刚说那个恶作出努力，那么这个地方也举一个例子，比方说那个一个比库以那个性交为目的靠近一个女人，那他以这个目的靠近那个女人，他每走一步都是恶作，每走一步犯一个恶作。
So, and then we have anapati, non offenses are, if one does not know, if one knows, one is not aware that one commits sexual intercourse. I will explain, I call one case like that. Mm-hmm. And if one is met and if he is the first doer, mm-hmm. these are the three, it's called anapati cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, how is it possible not to know? Those days there was an arahat, mm-hmm. and he was sleeping, mm-hmm. And he did not close the door. Mm-hmm. And a woman happened to pass, and saw him sleeping. And they mounted upon him, made sex on the goods themselves, mm-hmm. and so then they left, while the arahat was asleep. Mm-hmm. When he only awake, mm-hmm. he saw that his robes were spoiled, or the bed was spoiled, mm-hmm. and so forth. Then he come to know what actually happened, that this woman came and made sex on the goods with him. Mm-hmm. That is the case of how one is able not to know.
这张刚才解释的就是无知这个情况，无知的情况，比方说那个在这个例子里边有个例子，一个阿拉汉，他那个在自己屋里边睡觉，然后开始没睡觉，然后几个女人进来，然后那个在不在知识啊，不知道情况下跟他请教，然后那个然后他就离开了，然后阿拉汉醒来之后发现了这个事，然后是那个人，但是他这个情况应该他是无知的情况，所以是不犯。
But I have to check because there is must be some other case now. Asadi Yandasana, Asadi Yand is not consenting. Mm-hmm. This it must be also come now.
Not consenting, yesterday you already gave examples, no? For example, some...
Yes, but it should be anapati also. It come also under anapati.
Yes, yes.
But here it is not included here.
In my book, it's included. In the Chinese version, I did the only copy from the Vinaya Pitaka. So... So,
ah, you included it?
Yeah.
Okay. There are four cases.
Yeah.
All right. Here now, number eight, it is Sila Vipatti. Sila, fellow of Sila. Mm-hmm. This means, as I told you yesterday, that Sila Vipatti mostly means Parajika. Mm-hmm. One's own Sila is completely destroyed.
然后那个第八个叫做失坏，他这样是这个地方戒失坏，因为昨天讲，昨天说的那个戒失坏主要是四个八大戒，就是他那个戒被彻底摧坏掉。Okay,
now anger. This means about the factors, and then you can tell in Chinese because I have only two factors here. We can tell four.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
You did yesterday. Okay.
There's no need to make distinctions.
Okay. Do you know?
Yes.
And after Samutana is called Patama Parajika Samutana. Mm-hmm. Oh, Patama Parajika Samutana, we have already explained, if you go, it is Patama Parajika, it is number four, Kaya Chitta. Mm-hmm. Kaya Chitta is Patama Parajika, first mm-hmm. Parajika
Samutana. 要素就我昨天说的要素，就是分成那个分这条界，需要哪几个要素，我们昨天已经讲了四个要素，大家如果记不起来，回头再看一下这个地方那个考察纲也给大家重复了一遍。然后那个第十个要素登起，第十个要素登起的话，这种登起，关于这条界，你只能是通过那个比有意来判，而且只能是通过圣阶来判，所以它是那个它只能是申意登起，所以大家如果查那个表表表七十八的话，这种申意登起的话就是第一八大界开登起。
Next is 11 is kriya, this action. Yeah. Without action, one can't commit this kind of parajika offense.
And
then sanya perception, it is sanya vibhoga. Here means one can, because of wrong perception, mm-hmm. one might able to be without offense. Mm-hmm. And I will explain, I give an example of how wrong perception can take place. So wrong perception is now, let's see, in the dark, the monk goes to bed. And so then, one does not know there is a woman on the bed. One lies upon, because of wrong perception that that there was a woman or like that, that there was not a woman, one may be medicated, can be free of the offense or any offense. So for even but here, but Sanya Vimoka, maybe we have to see better examples from the stories.
Yes, because
I don't know, Sanya Vimoka, there are better examples now here. Yeah. But main thing is that let's see. The woman is a woman, one thinks it's not a woman. One has the perception that it's not a woman. Or something like that. So by that one can be free of offense. I can't remember a good example because I have to show the stories now.
But even if he think this woman is a man, he also still he's referring to Parajan, no? He thinks he has sexual intercourse with the woman, but thinking that she is a man, then still paradigm.
I can't remember. There was some story there, which like the Arahat, for example. The case of the Arahat. But he was asleep. He did not know anything. That is about not knowing. I can't remember any stories now, because there are many stories there in the Parajika. But number three, it shows that it should be with intention. Chitta means it is intention. For now, if intention is involved, also sanya should also be involved.
Okay.
So if one has, for example, wrong perception, wrong perception, what is really happening, so let's see, in the case of the Arahat, he awakes, he wakes up, but he does not know what these women are trying to do to him. So then he does not understand. So then, although they commit sexual intercourse, he does not understand what they are doing with him. So therefore now he has a perception that they don't do anything bad. So this can be also, because of wrong perception, that they don't do anything wrong, he does not do anything wrong, so one can be mitigated from the offense.
So, Panthi, if this this precept is a certificate, then it must be Sanya Vimoka, no?
Yes, okay. Usually they go together.
Okay.
Sanya Vimoka and Satchitaka, they go together.
Okay. 就是说他完全不知道他这个事情他不知道完全没有性交的行那那如果在这样的话就是说那他那个他就是等等于说他不知道自己的做什么那在这种情况是无罪的所以这个是有想得脱然后大家大家大家也可以对那个对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对 一定是可以有想得脱的，因为如果你不是那个想，他就不能称之为有意。
Okay, now regard number 14, which is Vajja. Vajja is a fault. Now it's called, it is Loka Vajja. And I will explain what Loka Vajja is that it gives Akusala Vipaka. It's Akusala Karma. It's Akusala Karma, it gives Akusala Vipaka, as called from in the Sansara. Okay? In Sansara.
This is the 世间罪，他说那个，世间罪意思是这样，这个行为本身是不善业，然后他会在轮回中招致不善的果报。
So therefore now, whether the Buddhas put down the rule not to have sex and intercourse or not, if one does it, it is from the effect of karma, one gets this karma vibhaga melody. That is, the Buddha does not need to put a special rule for that, to get for the bhikkhu to get karma vibhaga. He will get the karma vibhaga by natural law of karma.
这样的实际上就是说，这个这种行为就是不管佛陀治不治戒，这个行为本身就是不善业，然后一定会那个带来不善果报的这种业。So
then, therefore, it is wrong according to the law of karma.
所以说这种事件对这种行为，其实就是犯了事件对这种行为，就是说，它是根据业果法则来说，本身就是错的。So
we have also in contrast, we have also panyativajya, panyativajya, which is wrong according to what the Buddha has laid down. Because the Buddha laid down, that's why it is wrong. Not because it is it's called, it gives some akusala karma vipaka by itself. Okay? So, but it's because the Buddha formulated it, if you do it, it's wrong. And I will give example.
然后说誓言罪，然后还有另外一种就是施舍罪。然后施舍罪，如果施舍罪的话，就是说这种行为本身，如果佛陀不治这个戒的话，它本身并不是不善业，然后也并不会带来不善果报。但是因为施那个施舍罪的话，只是因为佛陀治了这条戒，所以你做了它，但这那才是错的。你佛陀治了这个戒，所以你做了它也才是错的。So
now, panyativajya, one example is about cutting flowers, right? Now it is. One monk may be thinking that today I want to offer flowers to the Buddha, to the Buddha statue, and he goes and picks flowers and with wholesome thoughts to and wants to offer to the Buddha. So now nobody is going to blame him. Now lay people usually they don't blame like that because it is with wholesome thoughts. So then, but from the Vinaya point of view, what the Buddha laid down. Monks should not destroy plants, should not cut flowers, should not do anything like that, and so on. So then, from that formulation of the rule, then he commits a panyativaja. It's wrong according to the rule. The bullet laid down. It's not according to the akusala karma. And he did not do any akusala karma. He did not kill anybody, did not do any evil. So then, but because the rule is there, then according to the rule, he has done wrong.
像我们说，比方说这个施舍罪的一个例子，比方说摘花，然后一个比丘可以善行去摘花供佛，然后他这个，他这种行为本身来说，从他本身来讲，并不能是不善业，但是因为那个佛陀已经制定了，比库不得破坏植物这条戒，所以说那个，所以说从佛世界的角度来讲，他这种行为是犯戒的，而这种行为成为施舍罪。So.
But again here, if he does it out of disrespect, he thinks, oh, the Buddha was foolish. Why he put this rule? And so forth. It is foolish rule. Why you should follow this rule? Then he goes and despite the rule is there, and so forth, he goes and plucks flowers. He does not care. Then that is why he accumulates akusala karma out of disrespect for the rule. Out of disrespect for the Buddha. Out of this disrespect for the community of the monks. So that is why he can accumulate akusala karma.
他说这个，但是这但是他说这但即使造这个施舍罪也可以造，也是可以造不善业的。比如说，他说一个比丘如果认为就是说佛陀这条戒是很愚蠢的，然后他明知道有这条戒，然后他故意的去做。 然后他故意的做这个事，那么在这种情况下，那他说是，那个长老说是由于对佛陀和戒律的不敬，他也会戒律不善业。
So then, now because he actually got the high ordination because he wants to follow the Patimokkha rules. If he breaks even Panyativajya rules out of this respect, therefore he does not commit himself to the promise he has given to the whole Sangha that is called, please lift him on the Samana Rahut to the Upasamada Adisila, is what, because he wants to take more rules. So therefore he does not play the role. So he does not commit himself. In that case is where, if he does break these rules out of disrespect, he accumulates a kusala karma.
他说那个这样就是以不恭敬戒律的东西，那个以不恭敬戒律的东西，那个去破这个戒是而那个他之所以会造不善业，是因为你当初那个搭讪的时候，是自己要求那个去吃手工作的戒，就是你之所以搭讪创业比库，是因为你自己想要吃那个吃手工作的戒。 那这样的话，如果现在又以不恭敬的心去破戒的话，哪怕破的只是十六岁，他也是破坏了自己，所以说这是一种不善业。
So then we'll explain about this rule about plants and so forth, why the Buddha laid it down. Not because he believed that plants have life, it is just to avoid conflict with people. People who believe, we had to believe that plants have life in order to, it's called to prevent all these conflicts and so forth. That's why he put down the rule.
他说那个，我说以后再讲这条戒的时候，我们会跟大家讲，就是说佛陀为什么是这条戒？他说佛陀制定这条戒，并不是因为佛陀相信植物有生命，而是为了避免与那些相信植物有生命的人产生冲突，所以才制定这条戒。
So. Therefore, now we have two kinds of vajas. It is one loka vaja, which is naturally one gets the karma, akusala karma bhaga. Whether the Buddha has come into the world to put the rule or not, one naturally gets in the karma, akusala karma bhaga, by committing sexual intercourse. And then we have panyati vaja, which only if the Buddha come in the world, they formulate the rule for monks not to follow, for monks to follow, and which can be not akusala, but it is for practical reasons. He put down the rules, or that to avoid conflict with other people like that, put down the rule. This is by breaking that rule, it is wrong according to the rule, to the panyati, to the formulation of the rule.
总结下第十四个要素，那就是罪是分两种，一种是世间罪，一种是十六罪。十六罪来说就是，这种行为本身，不管佛出不出世，不管佛制不制戒，他你做这种行为，他就一定是不善业。那么这种行为就本身来说，并不是不善业，但是由于佛陀制定这条戒，那是佛陀是已经制定这条戒律，而你已经决定持守这条戒律，所以你破了这条戒律，才成为那个十六罪。
So, number 15, it is about karma. Karma is action. And we have only physical action, kaya karma.
第十五个业，然后他说这个就关于第一巴拉金刚，因为那个他只是身业。
Number 16, it says kusala tika. Kusala tika means, tika means three. That's called kusala, akusala, avyakata. Avyakata means neutral. Wholesome. Akusala means unwholesome, and avyakata means neutral. Out of these three, what is the parajika, it's called the first parajika? Is it kusala, akusala, or avyakata? Here it says it's akusala, unwholesome action.
然后这个地方的那个第十六个要素，善不善三法是指那个善、不善和无忌。然后这样说，这个第一巴拉提卡只能是不善法。
So, and then number 17 is vedana tika. Tika just means three. We have three kinds of vedanas. Sukha vedana, dukkha vedana, and upeka vedana. Out of these three, as called, the first parajika involves sukha vedana by taking pleasure, by doing that, or upeka vedana by having neither pleasure nor pain. Equanimity.
这样说这个地方受三法是指那个乐受。 苦受和舍受，然后这张老师这个地方舍受就是不苦不乐受，然后所以说，然后对于犯第一巴拉金刚人来讲，他犯戒当时只能是乐受或者舍受。
So then, this is how we analyze a rule within 17 ways. So now, if we come to the second parajika and so forth, we'll come again in this table, and we'll see about how the second parajika is analyzed.
就是以上我们讲的就是第一巴拉奇卡十七要素分析，然后等我们讲了那个第二巴拉奇卡以后呢，我们还是再回到这个表，然后看到那个是怎样用十七要素分析法来分析第二巴拉奇卡。
So for the time being, we have almost explained almost everything regarding the first巴拉奇卡。But Kanka Vaidarani goes on explaining something more. Let me see, because after the now, non offenses include also non offenses include Ajanandasa not knowing, Asadiyandasa not consenting, Umatakase, Umataka it is, yes, mad, Kitachita it is, Kitachita.
His mind is scattered.
Yes, Kitachita, very distracted.
Distracted.
Okay. Vedanatase, Veda means one is
in pain.
In pain.
Yes. The last one is
Adikamika is a. Okay. Yes, about not knowing, it says that a person who has, a bhikkhu who has fallen into sleep, and then, like a woman comes and makes sexual intercourse, and the bhikkhu does not know anything at all, therefore he doesn't commit offense.
这是张老先生给大家那个在大翻开那个疑惑突破那个疑惑突破里边，他也给大家那个也给大家讲了，就是几种那个无罪的情况。大家可以看那个第十三页啊，不对，第四十三页，第四十三页，从第四自然段开始就开始讲无罪的情况，就是从那个不知者、不受乐者、痴妄者、轻量者、即不通量者、即以触犯者无罪，从这个自然段开始讲这种无罪的情况。然后它里边有一段讲那个此中凡入睡的状态。在他人的接近也不知道者，则为不知者。这张老给大家刚才讲这段。
So, and the other person who knows but doesn't accept it, mentally doesn't consent, it is also, he doesn't fall into offense.
然后下面就是机器只知道，凡不受乐者，不受乐者也是不犯。
Now, Kitta Chitta is a person who has been possessed by Yakas, by demons or some like spirits, and therefore he does not know at all what he is doing. Okay, therefore he is also free of parajika.
好像说那种心乱者是被那种亚卡给附体的那些人，就是他根本不知道自己在做什么，所以说这种也是无罪。
And the other who is in a very painful condition, that he does not feel anything, that's called, because he is in complete pain, so he does not feel anything and he does not know what has been done to him. That is all. He does not sleep, but he can't feel anything like that. Even if the woman makes sexual intercourse with him and so forth, because he is in complete pain, let's say in the hospital sometimes. So he does not know what the woman has committed. Therefore, he also doesn't form parajika.
然后张老师什么叫痛脑？张老师给大家解释什么叫痛脑者？痛脑者就是不这个人虽然没有睡，但是极度痛苦。比方说在医院还是做手术，那这种情况下，他可能因为痛苦在身上发生什么事情他都不知道。那这种情况下也是无罪的。
According to the commentary, there are only two factors. Two factors. It is only the mind. It's our intention to have sex on the goose, and the combination of the with the what's called the pathways, magga with another magga.
然后那个根据疑惑通来讲，只有两个要素，就是那个从事性交的心，以及以刀入道。然后他把那个考试大纲里边那个乐受给合并到那个。
Okay, now here we will conclude the first parajika and we'll start the second parajika.
这样我们就把第八章讲完，下面开始讲第二章。
So then we go to the what's called to the Vinaya notes. And what is that? Go in Parajika, no? Go to Parajika, that is if you feel the bookmarks, if you have bookmarks.
I already informed the second part.
Did you find?
Yeah,
24 Parajika. Okay. Go Parajika number 2.
So you're going to explain this Pari or something?
Yopana Piku, yes. All this, yes. No? Aranya va, Gama va Aranya. Did you find it? So small, how you can do it? How do you move it? Up and down. You have to press, no? Don't touch touchscreen.
Yes,
touchscreen.
Yes.
Ah, this way.
Ah, yes. Can you see this?
It's more. Whoa, small, more small than you.
Yeah, yes.
So this file actually, this Vinaya notes, is not well done because the page is so big, it has is a double page. So if you have it in front of you, as called, you want to see the whole page, the letters become so small.
You don't have very well the Chinese version, the single page. Yeah, because technically you have to put double page for the author is also difficult, not only for the reader.
Yeah. Okay, now, yeah, there are certain words we are going to explain. Now, Yopana Piku, Piku, we have already explained what means Piku. And this rule is regarding about stealing. The places are mentioned, village or forest. Okay? Either from the forest, from the village or from the forest. The Buddha tells the Piku who steals something, so he falls into Parajika offense. That is a summary, but of course there are other things to be explained. I think you have already read rule, no? You might know. Shall we read it again, or you want to read it again to them?
You mean this Pali?
The Pali or something like that. But you can explain about the Piku we have explained, about the places where.
Actually, it has been translated.
Everything translated.
Word by word, even the grammatical analysis is there.
Everything okay. So easy. Okay then, I'm going to explain now the place. The place where the theft can take place, can occur. Alright? What means village and what means forest?
然后那个就是《十二分真言》这个词在上面那个文那个考察上面都有解释，所以他就不是一细解释，他就是挑几个重点词给大家解释。比方说这个地方的村落或森林是这个地方村落是指什么，森林是指什么，让他给大家解释。
So now, we have to make drawings on the whiteboard. According to Kanka Vidyarini, also according to other commentaries, and also according to the Parajikapan, according to the Parajikapan. So, the definition of the village is given, and the definition of the forest is also given.
他说这个关于这个村庄和森林的定义在那个绿色和伊霍杜托里边都有。然后在那个伊霍杜托里边的话是那个第四十四页。第四十四页那个村或林野那个地方。
Villages usually are made of houses, okay? That is called the village. If there are no houses, no village. Okay? And then we have a house first, and we must know what means house. Okay? That is, in Pali it's called ghara. Pali is ghara, in English is house, okay? And we have to define now, because there are many houses in the village, first we have to find the unit, unit of the village, which is a house.
Shall I start translating? So. So, 所以说为了要理解村庄呢，是
原来是要这边房子。Okay, now the house can be the boundary of the house. The boundary of the house can be defined from the water. Now the water falls from here, no? And from here is what? That is can be regarded the house.Okay, this area with the waterfalls.
So, 他说这个房子的这个房子范围呢，就可以从发现地水的确定，比方说下雨或者说
rainwater，
对，就是下雨或者发现会往下滴雨水，然后这个雨水滴落所形成这个范围，就可以视为这个房子范围。
So some houses are flat roof, but still, the waterfalls are here.
Okay. 屋顶不一定尖顶，也可以平顶，但不管是平顶还是尖顶，这个屋顶屋顶雨水一定会落下，所以说都是这样。
So then, okay. So now, if a person stays outside the door, let's say a woman, usually stays out of the door and takes with a vessel and throws rinsing water. Throws away, so and that water drops here somewhere. Okay, that place is called the vicinity, Garbhachara. Okay,
the vicinity,
Garbhachara. Garu. Okay, the vicinity of the village. Vicinity, because I know no space. I have to try to touch it because we have to do some other things. Okay. Okay.
这样说是这样的，比方说这个屋子那天有个女人在这站着，然后她自己拿了一壶水，然后那尽自己最大力气往扔这个水，然后这个水的那个所到达最远距离，然后如果把它画成一圈的话，这个范围称为屋子的进行处。
屋子的什么处？
进行处。
The woman again stays inside the house, and she takes a broom from inside the house and throws it outside on the compound. When the broom falls, that is also the vicinity of the house.
他说这个还有一种方式，比方说这个女人拿一个扫把，然后那个一个女娃扔扫把，然后扫把落地上也可以让人进行清除。
So then, another way how you can see the vicinity of the house, this is when the house is open, open. But when it is with a fence, okay, sometimes they put a fence, okay. Let's see, the fence comes here, okay. There is a gate here like that. So therefore, now from the house up to the fence, can be the fence, can be round also. That is, the fence is where the Garbhachara is, from the house, all this vicinity of the house. The fence defines the vicinity of the house.
然后是这样，就是这样。我们刚才说这个，就决定进行厨房好像是指那个这个屋子它外面的空的，没有什么违墙或者篱笆的东西。如果说是这个屋子它本身有违墙或者篱笆的话，那我们所谓进行处是指这个它刚刚有那个房屋地域组成这个圈，一直到它这个违墙和篱笆那个组成这个圈之间的部分，称为这个房屋进行处。如果它有违墙和篱笆的话，
房屋中心点。
啊，中心点，你相当于一个通信员，这个是那个下雨地上那个圈，然后这个是围墙篱笆做成一个圈，然后中间这部分就称为进行处。
So now the fence, for example, can be far away, can be close away. Therefore, we take the upachara, the vicinity, according to the boundary of the fence.
That's
Now we have defined what is Garbhachara. Now up to then, now if a man now stays here on the Garbhachara, alright, and he throws a stone, a stone, and the stone falls here. Okay, now a man means a middle strength man. Okay, he throws a stone like that, and that maybe go up to 10 meters, 50 meters. So then that is there. The Gama, the village, from the last house, from the last house. For example, the other houses also. So the other houses, so forth. So from the last house, if he takes the upachara from the Garu upachara, and the man throws the stone, and the stone falls here. Okay, that is the Gama, the village. All this area and so forth can be regarded as a village.
然后我们说一个村儿，它可以有好多好多房子，对不对？那我们现在就比方，我们先假设这都是这村里边的房子，然后这个房子是这个村最边上的房子。那么现在一个力量重的男子，他如果站在这个房子进行处的边界上这个地方，然后他用力往外扔那个土块，用力往外扔土块，这土块从达到最远距离。 然后从这边上的房子，或者土块达到最近的距离，从这边最边上的房子土块达到最远距离，把它换成一个圈的话，就是这个村落的范围。
Okay. So now, if that man goes here now and throws another stone also, okay. So where that stone falls, that is the Gama Bachara, the vicinity of the village. This is Gama. This is Gama Pachara.
And then, 比方说这个，刚我们说这个男子，他如果站在这个村落的边界上，再用力往外扔石头，他用力往外扔石头所构成这个界限，和村和这个他用力扔石头所构成这个界限之间的部分，就称为村的自行处，或者他这个地方翻译成村的近郊。 就是村的近郊，就是说村的近郊就是指这个一个人站在村的，村那个边界上，往外扔石头所额外多出这一块距离，称为村的近郊。
So now We count the stone when the stone falls on the ground. If the stone rolls like that, we don't count that.
Rolls? Ah, okay, rolls, okay. 他说这个东西我们是指就是那个我这个界限是指那个石头落下来的地点，而不是说你石头落地以后它可以继续往前滚，往前滚的部分我们是不算的，我们是算石头落地的地方还是算？
So okay, now from this point onwards, all is forest, Aranya.
从这个村落进行处的界限，我再往外的话，都属于森林。就是说，村落，所以说我们现在有三块地方，一个是村落进行处，然后村落进行处以外地方通称为森林。So
now we have this, this is the Gama Bacharanjuma, the other name we have, all this called Aranya, forest. So, but as the commentator tells, now this is just a simple description, simple description of what village is and what forest is. So now, but if for example now a monk is wondering now, what is the Gama Bacchana, what is the Aranya, let me steal something from here. Maybe it's not Gama, it's not maybe Aranya, I will steal it here. Still, he falls to Brajika.
You mean this Gama
Bacchara, or I am not in the village, I am Gama Bacchara, or something like that. So when he steals something from there, he still Parajika. Therefore, these are just simple descriptions. But that doesn't mean if you steal, for example, from the Gama Bacchara, you are not in the village, you don't fall into Parajika.
He said this is 因为这个村落经营处，它在这个分法里边是既不属于村落也不属于森林，但不代表说你在这个村落经营处里边偷了东西就不犯巴拉金刚，那就这是一样，还是要犯巴拉金刚。
So therefore, now there are other definitions of gamma also. You see, village can be also a caravan. Caravan, which has been, does not move for 4 months. Now, sometimes caravans during the rainy season stop somewhere. And for 4 months because it's raining. And that caravan can be regarded also as a village, a temporary village.
Okay.
So they might have stopped in the middle of the forest.
Okay.
So because they do not move for four months. So, or for 3 months, like that. So, we have to regard that caravan also as a village. So, and whether it is, with fence or without fence, we have to also regard it, count it like that.
Okay.
It can be, there are no houses, but only tents.
Tents.
So, we have to regard that also as a village.
Well, 张老师他有时候那个, 是就有时候他不是这种那个固定村落，比方说一个, 商队，他走到半路，然后等于商队从商队他走到半路某个地方，他在过渡过雨季，他不能雨季他不容易走嘛，走某个雨季，那个地方路过雨季，然后比方说这个雨季吧住四个月，然后他们这只是搭起的帐篷，然后对于这种帐篷呢，我们也用这种房子方式，同样可以把他那个那个所暂时居住的地方称为村落。So
and even one house sometimes. One house only, because there are family, no? There's a family inside. We can regard that also as a village.
Oh, you mean only one isolated house?
Therefore, even monks sometimes they go for Pindapata. Now, here there are some places, you go in the forest, only one house inside the forest. So then you have to walk maybe 1 kilometer far away to find the next house. So that house is regarded as a village. We have to regard this village. And if we go for Pindapada, for example, we are no more in the forest. We have to wear our robes all around and cover ourselves because there is a house there. That is also now called the second. We have also, this applies for other rules also. This definition of village and house and so forth applies for other rules also.
然后他说比方说一个比库机器车车坡，然后就走很远的地方，走到一个森林里边，然后发现森林里边有个房子，然后这个房子非常孤立，就是说这个大概你得再走一公里，然后才能进到另外一个房子。但是呢，但是因为你要在这个房子车坡的话，就是你因为你现在跟我们说一个房子也是村落，所以说这个地方根据这个应税法，你就应该那个穿全副，在这个森林里边的孤立房子这个拖把手穿全副。所以说，他说这个地方这个村落定义不仅仅适用这条街，也适用其他的街。
So then, and there was a village, which can be sometimes there are no human beings. There are human beings left. Okay, left forever. It's a ghost village.
Okay.
That also can be regarded as a village.
Okay.
Ghost village means because of famine, disease, all the people left the village.
Mm-hmm.
But if we come to such area, we have to regard this village.
Then, like this, this 废弃村庄，或者就是所谓那种鬼村，也应该是个村庄。就是说，虽然这个村庄里边已经废弃，已经没有人了，但是你到了这个地方，还应该是属于村落。
Therefore, the conclusion is that except village, vicinity of the village.All the rest is forest.
所以说我们这个地方对森林定义，就是除了村落和村落行营处之外，其他这所有地方就是森林。
Forest can be desert.
但是这个地方森林，它如果具体地形来讲，它可能是个沙漠。
No trees.
对，可能。
Still we have to regard it arid.
对，可能是个沙漠，可能根本没有树，但是我们还是要把它当做森林。
So then, in the because the definition of aranya does not mean actually either forest.Which are remote areas. Ara means Ara, far away places. Far away places, which are remote places.
然后他说，这个地方森林其实并不是指那个有树的地方，只是指这个地方很偏远，就是离人类居住地方很远而已。
Alright, now. Alright, we have to explain the rest.Just leave it. Later we can see maybe there are some other things. I will see the Vinaya notes now. Now, what means now? I have to explain what means to steal. How to use tricks to steal. You will find all the tricks human beings use to steal.
张老可以翻那个，张老给大家翻那个借口，大纲还是那个巴拉西卡第二巴拉西卡不允许。然后张老给大家解释偷盗，什么叫偷盗，然后给大家解释不同的偷盗的方式。
There are 25 ways how a bhikkhu can steal.
然后你们说不允许，一共有25种方式，大家可以参照那个戒律牌当中的表二十，不允许的25种方式。
Alright, yeah. So you must know that now animals also steal like monkeys, but they are not so clever like humans.
虽然说动物也懂得如何偷盗，但是他们不像那个人类那样聪明。
Therefore, if we study this rule, it will see you will find it complicated.、
嗯、
How is that possible? But all these are possible ways only humans can do, no animals.、
嗯、所以说大家如果去学这条线的话，就会理解偷盗方式有多么的复杂。然后就是这种很多这种复杂方式只有人类可以做，动物是做不了的。
Therefore, you must be patient.To understand how humans can steal.
所以大家如果理解人类如何进行偷盗的话，是需要有很大耐心。
And why societies they have policemen and army to guard from robbers, from criminals.
然后大家也可以理解为什么就是这个社会需要警察和军队来从那些那个。强盗和那个罪犯手里来保卫这个社会的财产。
So here now, you can go table 20, no? Yes, now I follow the, you can tell him, I follow the explanation of the Kanka Vitarani, because the factors usually are giving an end. Now in this Vinaya notes, as called, they give it first the factors.
Okay.
So then, therefore now, slowly we'll go to the factors later. I'm following the Kanka Vitarani. What means to steal? Now it is, first is, okay, you can explain.
这张二十五种那个那个那个讲这二十五种那个第透道方式是还是按照那个一库图托解释来讲，所以大家也可以对照一下一库图托一库图托那个二十五种图解方式，从第四十五页到十第二个章节，大家可以对照一下，四十五页到十第二个。
now we have nan panda panchaka inanimate various goods which are inanimate goods. Nanabandha Panchaka. It's called a pendant of Nanabandha. Various goods which Piku can steal. And one it is, number one, it is Adiyaya to want to steal a land. Okay, want to steal a land. So, and this can be done by, if he does it, by court. Now, he goes to the court case and he cheats, cheats, and so forth, the others or the judge and others and so forth, that land belongs to himself and steals it and makes it his own property. That is how he can become paradis.
然后那个张老师首先给大家讲那个第一组就是种种财务的方法，然后那个种种财务反正第一种是那个假如占取，这个地方假如占取，就那个就比方说是指那个这企图占有土地，那他那个占有土地他使用的方式，比方说是去那个去可以是去法院那个提起一个诉讼，然后欺骗那个法官说这个土地所有权是我的。So
let's see an example, the monk. Piku, he wants to get a land from the monastery. So, and then he goes to the court, okay, or he calls other people to judge that who want to have this, although he knows that this land can be obtained by legal means. He has to use some illegal means. So then by doing that, making that effort itself, it is dukkata offense.
那个比这这这样的举个例子，比方说一个比库企图取得一个本来属企图取得一块本来属于寺院的土地。 然后他知道这个那个他知道这块土地如果用合法手段他得不到，他那个所以他企图用一种非法手段去得到它，比如说他可以去那个去到法院里边去搞一些欺骗行为，那他当他做出这样的努力的时候，就已经犯了过错了。
So then, and then he produces false evidence and arouses doubt to the owner of the land that. One of the thing of the land, I think, oh, maybe it is not mine. So by doing so, he falls into tulacha offense.
这个比库为达他们，他可以制造伪证，然后他制造伪证以后，使那个原先这个土地土地物主自己就起了怀疑，说这个土地可能不是我的。当这个物主起怀疑的时候，他就这个比库就已经犯了错罪。
And because of that wrong this false evidence, the owner of the land. He thinks, now this cannot be mine. Must be the Piku's property. And he gives up his ownership to the land. By doing so, that Piku falls into paraja.
如果说这个比库这个行为最后导致这个物主想，这个东西应该不是我的了，就应该是这个比库，然后他以这种想，他放弃了这个财务。 到这个时候，这个比库就已经犯了巴拉西卡。
So now here the word to give up ownership, it is in Pali duran nikipati. Duran nikipati we find several times in this rule. Therefore, we have to remember that. Okay, now the next is Hareya. Hareya it is to carry away things. Okay, to that is also by one's own physical effort, but his own body, he can do that by his own body. So then, alright, now here there are, let's see, because some things are difficult. Now here the explanations are here. So now let's see a bhikkhu. He sees somebody carrying, let's see, some goods. What's called?
Goods,
or some like a parcel on the shoulder. Okay, and then. And he touches that, let me see, he touches that parcel with an intention to steal it. This is dukkha torments. So, and he shakes that parcel, that is tulachaya offense. And then he makes that parcel, he removes that parcel from that shoulder, from the shoulder of that man. It is parajaya.
He removes or he ordered the other man to remove.
He removes from the shoulder of that man. The parcel he removes from the shoulder of that man. He's paradigm. So then number three is Avahariya. Avahariya it is. Now, let's see, layman goes to the bhikkhu and tells him, Bande, can you keep this parcel for me here in your place? So, and the bhikkhu tells, yes, you can keep it here, leave it here. So, after that, that layman comes back and he tells to that bhikkhu, Bande, what is the parcel? Can you give it to me? And that bhikkhu tells, oh, I lost it. I did not take it. I don't know what happened with that parcel. So, with intention, because he wants to keep it for himself. So, by telling like that, it is a dukkha offense. You see, because I'm reading from the Vinaya, but I don't know how they translate this in English.
Kankavitrini or?
Kankavitrini. Like, from the, yes. Avahariya. Yeah, to be returned, no? They keep it for safety. They keep safety means for the bhikkhu to store. No?
So, Bante, I think it's better from to reread a little bit of the Pali.
Pali? You want to have the Pali?
You mean, is this the kind of
the safety? Yeah, for safety is asked to be returned.
I think the English translation is a little bit.
I think no, it is. Avahariya, it gives all the You see? Yeah, it says, Avahari, Upanikitam Bandhan Dehimi Bhavachit. Panit Dukata.
Dehimi
Bandhan.
Dehimi Bandhan. Dehimi Bandhan. Who said this?
Yeah, this is a layman.
The layman said, Dehimi Bandhan.
Panikita Bandhan means, you can tell the story. I tell you, you see, a layman comes to the piku and tells Bandhan, can I keep this parcel near you in your kuti? So the piku tells yes, you keep it.
Okay.
And after that, layman comes back, and after some time, and tells Bande, give me that parcel I give to you. And that bhikkhu tells, I did not take it, I lost it, I don't know what happened with that parcel. Nahanganamiti, Bande, I did not take it.
Not, I did not take it, I won't take it for you. No, I won't take it for you.
Nahanganami, I did not take it.
This is a present tense, no?
You see, there is a meaning that, I did not take it now. Means now I did not take it.
No, actually the translation says that the layman said to the bhikkhu, "You please bring this parcel back to me." And then the bhikkhu rejected. No, I won't give it to you.
No. Here, ganhami.
Yes, ganhami means take. No,
I did not take it.
I did not take it.
I did not take it.
Okay, then there may be wrong with the translation. Okay.
It is na ganhami. I did not take it. I did not know what happened. That means I did not take it. I don't know what happened with your parcel. The bhikkhu tells. As if he does not know. He does not know, and I did not take your parcel. I do not know what happened with your parcel.
So he actually
had the parcel. Yes, he wants to steal it. That's why he tells lies.
Okay. 然后就是这样，这个意思。比方说，一个鸡屎，他们那个，在到一道一个比如跟前，拿一个包裹到一个比如跟前说那个，这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 然后但在他这样说的时候，他已经犯了恶俗。这个地方我说一点，他这个章上这个地方解释跟那个书上翻译稍微有点不一样，所以大家可以注意。
真是一样的，不承认自己吃恶俗吗？
不是这个问题，他说是我不拿，他这个地方翻译是我不拿，而他这个长老这个翻译像是我没拿。
不是您的中文翻译您是说那个以后度脱是吧？
对，以后度脱的翻译。
但是您的那个就是考试大纲是对的。
我考试大纲是对，但是那个我是让大家看一下，张老先生对以后度脱的讲解，我以后度脱稍微有点区别。
哦，以后度脱。
对，他以后度脱，他翻译是那个我不拿，然后张老这边翻译是我没拿。
没拿。
对，我没拿。
And that is Dukkata. Did you explain the Dulacaya?
Yes, no, I didn't explain
the Dulacaya. The Dulacaya is now, and that the owner, who is a layman, he produces a doubt in the mind of that layman. Did I give to him? What happened with me? Maybe it has been lost, maybe all bus came to steal it. So then, and that is why actually that bhikkhu falls into Dulacaya.
他说如果说这个比库这种说法，那个使这个物质产生了一种疑心，哎，是不是刚才这个包我没犯在这个地方，或者说是不是有个强盗来把这个包给拿走了？如果说他使这个物主起这种疑心的话，那这个比库就犯了宿罪。
So if the owner thinks now I can't get this parcel anymore, it can't be mine, I can't own it anymore, he gives up his ownership. That is why that Bhikkhu falls into Paraja.
然后这个物主因为这个比库说的话，他如果想这个东西，然后再拿回来，然后就放弃这个东西的话，那这个比库就犯了八大戒。
So now the next is Aryapati Vikopeya. Let me see how David.
刚才那意思是说，如果这个物主他一口咬定我这包肯定在里边，他不放弃，然后去叫警察去了，那这个就他就不犯法了。
对。
So now and what? Okay. Number four, it is Aryapati Vikopeya. Try to change the posture or the movement of another person, so that the other person can go in the direction likes, you know, to steal him. So, and we'll explain how this can happen. Now, this Vinayanotsky example, no? Give example how a bhikkhu wants to rob a person who is going somewhere and tell him to go in a different direction in order to steal it, to steal the parcel he is carrying. Okay? So, as the owner, now the owner of the parcel, he makes the first step, no? Is to let chaya for the bhikkhu. Second step, it is parajika. So then, now with this case, he actually did not touch even the parcel. The bhikkhu did not touch the parcel. Because he made that person to go in the different direction, intending to steal, as called, he fall into parajika.
他仅仅是让这个人改变路线，以偷盗东西让他改变路线，就可以犯巴拉西卡。So
and then number five, no, dānacārya. It is to shift, to it's called to move a parcel or something like that, a valuable thing, from one place to another. That is what one can. Again, fall into parajika. And we give
example.
So now here, let's see, this is a very, very valuable pen. It is here. Now the monk comes, touches with a mind to steal, dukkata. Just lifts it, but not fully. Tulachaya. And then lifts it fully, parajika. Okay? Three movements. So that is why one can step by step fall into parajika.
张老师，比方说这个桌子上这很贵的钢笔，然后这个笔，一吐到心，这么轻轻碰了一下，犯恶作，然后比方说这个把这个笔。
抬起来，但是还没有完全离开桌面，这个时候犯粗罪，然后让这个笔完全离开桌面的时候，就已经犯巴拉西卡。这样动起来的。对，已经完全离开原处了。所以它动起来，它是有道心，一步步坐下来。
对对对。
如果一个比如看到台上有东西，他就是什么东西，他好奇，一个箱子，他打开看看，什么，他其实没有道心，他就好奇，打开看，就是犯，他把它拿。 拿上来再或者打开或者摇一摇什么，不犯，完全不犯。我跟你确认一下，这个是完全不犯。我跟你确认。
So he's asking that for example, if a bhikkhu either touching or shaking or shifting some expensive thing with the intention of checking, then there's no offense, no? With the intention of checking what it is.
No, checking is different. It is because he wants to leave it back, no?
Yes.
Just to check what is the brand, for example. What brand it is, no problem. You can take, put back, no problem. But stealing is a problem. Stealing, stealing means you don't want to give it back. You want to take it yourself.
Yeah. How about the sincere food?
Sincere?
Food.
Food?
Yes.
Food?
What's this?
So he's asking
to see, to check food.
Wait. Yeah, this food, because cannot touch unoffered food, no? So he's asking whether there is an offense for bhikkhu with the intention of checking to touch an offered food. Unoffered food.
Anuffer tool.
Yes, yes, with the intention of checking.
Yes, we will come to that rule. We'll explain about foot, that is also how to touch foot.
Maybe the box, he didn't know the foot in the box, just open. Oh, foot. So.
Yes, now this is about, it's called receiving foot, no, that is a rule. How bhikkhus, they, if they touch something or take something which is not offered, food, so how they can fall into offense, that is a different rule. So, but even then, you can tell him it is intention. Intention, in order to fall into offense, the intention should be, I will eat it, I will consume it. If that intention is not there, it is different intention. I want to see, what is this, or I want to remove this. So, there is no offense.
他说：“那个，他说这是关于另外一条街，所以他不跟你细讲。但是他就简单的告诉你，就是说那这个这那个事儿也是看动机。如果他动机是我要吃的东西，我要消费这个东西，那是犯戒的。但如果说他的东西只是我要看一看，或者说我要把这东西移开，那是不犯的。
But, ”
他这个道心的话，一定是为自己。他如果不是为自己的话，是为其他人。嗯。
So he's asking that if stealing for oneself, then it's a parasite. So how about stealing for some other people? So for example, stealing for the Sangha or something. How about stealing for other people? So he's saying that stealing for oneself is parasite. So how about stealing for other people? For example, stealing for the Sangha.
Stealing for a friend, stealing for other people. It is still stealing. Stealing is stealing. It is parasite.
不管你是为谁偷，只要是偷的都是犯罪。
那如果比如说我在那个大厅里头，看到有个箱子，是吧？看到有个箱子，这个时候的话，我想这个箱子里，我把它看了以后，这个时候呢，我说啊，这个可有僧团可能要的东西，我把它移在僧团的这里面，那这个时候啊，
僧团可能需要这个东西，就是在这个大厅里面看到箱子，然后那个说僧团可能需要这个，然后把僧团和你把它那个移到那里。So he's telling that, for example, there is a box in the Dharma Sangha. So he doesn't know who is the owner of this thing. And then he checks something. Oh, maybe there's some food. Maybe the Sangha is going to consume the food. So it's better for me to move it to a convenient place for a Sangha. So with this kind of intention, maybe...
What? It's better for me
to because he's a Samana, it's better for me to move this box to a more convenient place for the sun. For example, he moved this box from the floor to the table. So in that case, does he fall into Pagna? Is it possible for him to fall into any parasitical offense?
No, because it's called, it is just to put it for the convenience of the Sangha, he wants to help something like that.
But actually, he's not 100% sure that this kind of thing is for the Sangha or not. He does not know who is the owner and what is the box for. He doesn't know.
Yes, but I guess again, it is not the intention to steal it. It's just he is in doubt. Maybe it is for the Sangha, maybe not. But if it is for the Sangha, it looks like it might be the Sangha because it is in the Dhanasala. The Dhanasala is a public place. So then, and he might think, yeah, let me put on the table. It may be convenient from the ground you put on the table. It's convenient. But he doesn't want to take himself, to steal it secretly like that and go. So nobody looks to me and I want to, it's called, nobody finds out now, nobody looks to me, and nobody in his eyes, I want to steal and so forth and go. So such intentions are not there. So therefore, no, the intention to steal is completely different, very evil intention. Evil intention, very selfish intention. So then, it does not apply to this case. It does not apply. In this example he has given, it does not apply.
他说在你这个例子里边，其实你那么做的时候，其实你并不认为你是在偷，对不对？所以说你根本就不那个根本不是以道心做这个事，就是说你当时对你并不认为，就是说你是从那个物质里拿这么个东西，然后把那个东西，然后你的目的是替僧团取得这个东西。所以说这个不能看道心，所以说也不会犯法。
那饭店世俗法那个俗家人说，哎，我箱子到哪去了？世俗里面他说，哎，你拿了我的东西，就没有得到我允许拿我的东西。这事后他说没有道心的话，这算不算？反戒啊？
不 你可能会犯法，但是你不会犯戒，因为不会至少不会犯巴拉奇卡，因为巴拉奇卡是要求一定要有道心的。
就哦，不犯巴拉奇卡，但是犯世俗。
你世俗法那是另一回事儿，世俗法你可能你不能不得人许可，你不能碰那东西，那是世俗法的问题。
另外还有一个例子就是说，比如说现在我们砍树，
啊、
嗯，是吧？砍树实际上这个树不属于我们村的，它这个树是属于国家的。
国家好像是叫你说有多数民族吗？还是你随便举个例子？
随便举个例子，它这个。因为这个国家让你住在这个地方，但是他没有明确的把这个范围说你可以拿这个树。那么现在等于说，那有人是知道这件事的，但是有的人是不知道的，对吧？知道那个人他让你去砍树，他把那个树那个这个是属不属给盗窃？
就像你讲的，你想砍树多久？你砍一下，然后就你手里看到了，就已经把它砍了。
你就是说是那个，这个维护，他明知这个东西属于国家，然后他就砍了树。
对，他的命令别人去砍，或者是说
他命令别人去砍，
自己去砍，砍了以后拿回来，但是他不是为自己，他是为什么？
你不管是为了谁，这个都是巴拉奇卡，我可以给你确定一下，这实际上几乎就相当于巴拉奇卡里面原本那个故事。我可以给你问一下。那 so he's asking that for example, there are some trees which belongs to the public. That means belongs to the government.
There is something what?
Trees.
Ah, trees.
They belongs to the public, which means belongs to the government. So we could knowingly order somebody to cut down the tree.And said this is for a sangha, and he actually used this tree for a sangha construction work. Let's say sangha construction work. So in knowingly that this tree actually belongs to the government. So in such occasion, does this become incurs of Paraty offense or not?
Yeah, this actually what happened with the original story was Dania, no?
Yes.
His name was Dania. Mm-hmm. He did this thing, though. No? Mm-hmm. He did ultimately.Because he was the Adhikamika, the Buddha did not tell him that he follows offense, Parajika. He scolded him, foolish man, how he can do like that. So then, but other monks who do something similar, you found Parajika, of course.
张老师，你这就基本上就遇到那个这第二巴拉提卡原本那个故事，就是几乎是一样，就是这肯定是巴拉提卡，然后他说是这样的，然后他说那个，但是那个人他是因为他是初犯者，所以他没有犯巴拉提卡，因为佛陀当时还没有知解，佛陀只是把他责备一顿，但是所以说以后是有谁这样的都是巴拉提卡。
那现在问题是吴主任山上他就认识一个人，
罗什林他这个整个山这5000公顷地他都是政府许可的，
政府，但是他没有说是我这个森林，
他没给你，他有处置权，他有使用权。可能说那5000公顷地，他有使用权，就上面的东西，他有使用权。
就是山上，他是肯定是有使用权。
对，
他没有出掉这个范围。
对，他没出掉这个范围，这5000公顷地非常大。
就是如果万一
啊，
万一等于说是范围已经出掉了，我等于说啊，他圈定的范围在这个地方
啊，
圈定这个范围。那他这个范围，好比说5000公顷，是以这条河为界，是吧？那大家都不知道，大家都不知道的话，比如说越过了这个河，那把这个树给砍掉了，这个不犯，懂吧？
这个至少不是巴拉奇卡，这个因为你东西你不知道那个物主是国家，就是说你越过了界限的时候，你还不知道你有越过界限，你还不知道那个物主是国家。
所以他，但是只有某些人是知道，但是其他砍的这些人是。
对，你不是，所以说那些知道不知道的，那些他没有做，他不存在犯戒问题，所以对是有没有犯戒问题，指的是砍树人有，对不对？那砍树人他不知道，那就等于没有道心，对吧？So he's asking about this. Now in the case, so he's asking why this is not enough. So sometimes they are allowed to cut trees. So I told him that they already took permission from government.Something. Now in the case,
now in monks they cut.
Yes. Now they can join the soundness, for example. They can join the tree, the work of cutting trees.
Yes, this it is the government in this place has given permission that trees can be cut only for very serious reasons. For serious reasons, they can cut. And what are the reasons? I don't know. But in other places, like in. Mitrigal, for example. Those days, what happened? It was so strict. Once a branch fell from a tree and crushed upon the kuti. So, and still the branch was hanging, it was half attached to the tree. So it crushed the kuti. Then the monks went to the forest ministry and so what, and told him we have to cut what's called the branch because this is going to, if it falls it will destroy the other part of the kuti also. And the minister told, I don't care about your kuti, I'm here to protect the trees, not the kuti. He did not allow him to remove the other branch. Because if the other branch was fall, they will destroy the whole kuti. So this is the reply of the minister. In that case, now monks did not were not able to cut the branch. He just forgot about it.
所以说这种事情是按情况来定的。So
now another thing I want to tell now regarding moving things from the ground to the table and so forth and or thinking, oh, maybe it is convenient for the Sangha, we'll take this and so forth, move from one place to another. It is not good to do like that without asking to whom these things belong. Okay? Because many things are get lost here. And now, Yani, you can't leave something for 5 minutes there. somebody will take, this is, it's called, somebody forgot it, and they will take it, carry it away. So, it is a bad habit of monks doing like that. So, you just leave it as it is. Don't get too much involved to take responsibilities about what is the goods which are around you.
刚才跟你说就是你刚刚举那个例子就是比方说那个不因为僧僧在方面本来东西在那里影响那个例子他说那个东西虽然说你不害怕垃圾但是说最好不要那样东西那个不是好地方他说如果说临时东西非常严重就是说你一个东西你就不能放在一个地方里面里面有人管五分钟都不行就是那么这个东西放在那儿可能就有些出洋人自作主作的一个动了移动了位置他说所以说这个是非常坏的一个习惯就是说你这个一个东西你不确定物主是物主相对的东西怎么样
不要去，不要随便移动。还有一个就是放固定的时候，这个固定的东西在另外一个固定上不上头？So
he's asking that if he's moving from one kuti, if he's moving his kuti, he's moving from one kuti to another kuti. Is he allowed to move the thing that originally his original kuti and to take it to his new kuti?
Original kuti? What do you mean?
This belongings of his the original kuti and take it to his new kuti.
Means the original kuti the has, for example, a flask or like that. Okay?
Yes.
So that was been when he arrived, it was all, the flask was already there.
他说你说这那个就是说你去那个固体之前那个东西已经在那儿。不是，我打个比方说，我现在原来住的固体。
有张凳子，这张凳子的话呢，原来是放在固定的下面扔在没用，后来我把它放到固定里了。打个比方说，就是说这个固定里可以。但是固定本来就有东西，是你去之前就已经有了。有了。我现在把另外固定，我这张凳子呢，我要放到另外固定去。
你要把这个凳子搬到另外一个固定。
对。
You see, the flask was there.
Yes.
And he, when he goes to another kuti, he wants to take that flask also to the other kuti.
Yes.
To the same kuti.
He said both kuti belongs to the Sangha.
No, you can't do that. Because Oh, this every kuti has been allotted items, no? Items who belong to the kuti, for everybody who arrives to use these items. So, therefore, monks usually who make the duties, they take from the storeroom and put this for this kuti. Or sometimes lay people who offer the kuti, they want to offer some other items, the bed, the chair, and some other items for the monks to use them. So therefore, we usually don't remove this. Because we don't know what was the intention of the donor, who what was the intention of the person who brought these things inside. Who is called, this is according to the duties, because there are duties, we'll see later if we study about duties, how a monk who is a visitor, how he should behave, is called, and how he should keep everything intact in the kuti. If he leaves the kuti, he should everything leave intact. Not remove everything from the kuti, and if he has something unclean, he has to clean it and leave. So not to take bed sheets and towels and everything and so forth and put it another kuti.
This is Mahavaga, no?
That is Chulavaga about duties. Duties, no?
Okay.
So that is a procedure. But there are exceptions, I will explain to you.
Okay.
消品你是不能扔的，跟玉藏消品你是不能什么做的。他说这个玉藏消品你是不能什么做的。他说这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
那个固定并不是你嘛，所以你那个固定你是克住者。克住者义务里边有一条，就是你离开的固定是你必须让固定保持原来的东西，必须还是原来的东西。
哎，刚才你要说，一个固定它里面有的东西，它扔在固定外面了。我把它拿到固定里面，我还帮着死。那放回去了，算不算？
So he's asking that, for example, when he arrived his, when he left his original kuti, he left that flask inside the kuti. But before when he arrived at his original kuti, that flask was put outside the kuti. So in that case, does he fall into any offense? That means when he left the kuti, he put the flask inside. But originally, a long time ago, when he first arrived here, it is outside.
The flask was outside the kuti.
Yes, yes.
When he left, he took it and put it out inside.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, it is again, because actually for protection you can put it inside, but still it is part of the kuti, no?
Uh-huh.
It belongs to the kuti.
Uh-huh.
What is outside, inside, and so it belongs to the kuti. You can't take this and carry it to different kuti.
Uh-huh.
So then, except temporary, for temporary use you can do it. Temporary use,
okay,
with intention to return it back.
Okay.
But as soon as possible, because if another monk arrives and so forth, and they complain, because this monk complains, duties, they know. Sometimes what are the items inside, this kuti, the other kuti.
Mm-hmm.
If something is missing, they go and complain to the Migo Dabandi, or like that, somebody took this and so forth. Then if they found out, you took it, why you took it, they will explain, who gave the permission to take it? Therefore, not to avoid all these blames, it's better to leave things intact.
Mm-hmm. 他说那个是这样的，就是说你那个你不管你放在外面放在里面，那个东西它都属于那个固定，只要你能保证那个东西，那个属于这个东西固定，它属于那个固定，它属于那个固定，然后你是一不保护这个东西的想法，那个去换了东西的话，这是没有问题。他说还有就是刚才跟你讲那个就是说你不能把这个东西那个把一个固定东西拿到另一个固定。他说如果说你到新固定，你只要暂时借用一下，以暂时借用的心拿一旧固定东西，然后很快把它还回去的话，也没有问题。但是这个东西就要时间，他说时间不要太长，他说时间不要太长，因为时间太长的话有可能有人会报应。对，
还有一个叫大概比方说，我现在放在固定，那几本书是斯里兰卡的书，我看不懂，我能不能把它拿到我原来那个住的固定？因为它放在我那固定里，占的柜子的一个里面占了很多的柜子。
So he's asking that now in his new kuti, he got some Sinhalese books.Which he cannot read. He cannot read. So because he cannot read, these books have taken a lot of space. So he's planning to move these books to his original kuti, which may be allocated to some Sinhalese monk. Is that allowed?
So, yes, you can ask. You can ask, for example, because these books actually are not maybe this his kuti just not for guest, no, it is for on the mountain or something.
Yes, monks, no, it's not guest kuti.
Yes, now these books actually, they are monks who go there and leave them behind.
Uh-huh.
It's not because they want to make him part of the kuti. It's not part of the kuti.
Uh-huh.
That's called, they just leave behind whoever comes, if he wants to read, let him read.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't want to carry with them.
Uh-huh.
That's called, they just leave behind. They are discarded books.
Uh-huh.
You can do whatever you like with them.
Uh-huh.
They are not part of the kuti. They are not, they are not items of the kuti.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they should, this monk should not leave these books behind.
Okay.
Because now, usually if a monk evacuates from the kuti, leaves the kuti, should remove all the things he has brought inside.
Okay, okay.
Yes, this is the rule. He should not put unnecessary things, old robes and other things he does not need,
mm-hmm.
or rubbish things, but put him inside the kuti and go.
Okay.
So that is the duty of monks to do that. Therefore, any unnecessary things in the kuti, which is called, like, except furniture and many things like this, it's called garubandhas.
Uh-huh.
All are, you can, all discarded things.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they left it behind and so forth. You can do whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. 他说那个书的话,其实按照龙神英文来讲,其实不属于固定东西,它是那个应该是属于器物。他说这些书都是那个前面住女固定那些人,那个包放下。 所以这样这种都属于器物，你可以随你的意愿处理。然后他说，实际上你要知道，就是说实际上你离开一个固定的事儿，你是不应该留在任何器物。就是说你自己觉得不必要的东西，你不应该，然后你也不觉得后面的人有用，你不应该把这个东西扔在固定里边。你就是应该把不理清理好，不是说你自己没有必要拉出去，往固定里扔就行。然后那是不对。基本上不太多东西，固定东西我现在不懂。还有一个就是说。 也有的就是很多固定放了这些，有的时候这些盘啊，
什么盘子，
龙江
的时候，固定有很多东西，但是他可以比方说呢，他那个进来的，他想整理固定，他把这些东西都拿到戒堂了，就是下面的公共场所，他就放在公共场所，那谁要谁拿着，他就把这固定的这些东西呢，他拿着放在。
什么东西就是就你就是牌子啊，对不对？啊，如这些有文字的那些，啊，标语啊，标语，哦呀，这些东西，当然就是这种小网啊，对不对？那么这些东西或者供佛的那些东西，他觉得自己，放固定的四个那个，他就不拉，都全部不拉拎出来，
啊，
放在那公共场所，
嗯，
我觉得这样可不可以是吧？
我觉得这样可不可以？
So he's asking that if a monk comes to his new kuti and found that there are a lot of things like slogans, with the different slogans with a single idioms, like and also place and bowls for Buddha Puja, and there's so many things like that. And in order to
Buddha Puja, what for Buddha Puja items?
Yes, items for Buddha Puja, for example, plates and bowls, like that. So in order to clean this kuti, this monk will remove all these slogans, plates and bowls to the public place, say, Sima, like that. So is it allowed?
Some you can give it to the storeroom.
Storeroom.
These are the, for common use, no? So,
these are also unnecessary
the Sima, you can't put in the Sima, what to put in the Sima?
So these are also unnecessary things, like slogans, plates and bowls. Like.
Slogans?
Slogans like they stick some piece of paper.
You know, yeah, these actually are monks who should remove this. If they leave the kuti, they should remove these things themselves.
Oh, okay.
So they should not be become a burden for others who come.
Uh-huh.
So, but they don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Then in that case, now they have discarded them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. This Duranikepa is called.
Uh-huh.
Duranikepa.
Uh-huh.
They make they give up ownership.
Uh-huh.
So because they don't want to carry with them, they just leave behind.
Uh-huh.
Like rubbish things.
Uh-huh.
So they just go. Therefore now it is like rubbish. You can do whatever you like with it. But at the same time now, if we throw rubbish, we don't throw in any other places, not
uh-huh.
in random places.
Uh-huh.
So we put them in a certain place which are not, inconvenient for us.
Uh-huh.
Or you don't put these things in the sima.
Uh-huh.
So then if there are some items which can be used,
uh-huh.
so you usually keep to the storekeeper.
说如果你确定你说那个器物的话，你就那个就可以把那个收拾一下，然后放到那个库房上可以，但是不要放那种其他地方容易给别人带来麻烦的地方。
那个树可可以说我这个树可以移到那个固定里去，这是切切之处。
对对，他说那树应该都不是固定而固有的。
那刚才不是他说是移到他原来的旧故里，但刚才唐老说你离开旧故里的时候不要留东西在旧故里面。
对对，这两次都是他刚说书的例子的时候，他是说就是说那个他可以把书留，因为那个书就是弃尸物。但是另一方面，长老又说，其实这个弃尸物根本就不应该被留下来。
对
对
对，所以说如果他把这个新故里的书，他觉得他不需要，移到旧故里，那等于说是他从旧故里走的时候留下一些书，实际上是一样的。按长老他的意思，他其实也不应该把这个新故里书挪到旧故里。
对，这长老说，长老最后说是他是有其实说了嘛，他把那个弃尸物都应该放到公共区库房里边最好。
对对对
对。
就是禅堂的，就是非常禅堂的东西拿到部队去啊，这个算。
嗯，行，
先问
长老。对对对，长
老的东西。我禅房里边东西，什么东西？
禅房公用的东西，比如说、
啊、
那个坐垫呐，或者什么。
啊。
都是拿到固定去，算不算？
So he's asking,、what if some monks took some、public things in the Ramanhan back to his kuti, for example, mattress cushions.This kind of thing, back to his kuti. So does he incur the parajika offense or not?
No, they are not parajika. It depends on the intention. Now, some monks, they take it, thinking, oh, it is Sangha, because it belongs to the Sangha, no?
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I can take whatever I like. So then they take with this intention.
Uh-huh.
But actually, maybe it is it's a common property.
Uh-huh.
But you don't take it for your private property, no?
Okay.
If it is even in Sangha,
uh-huh.
So, it is for common use. It is not for private use.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that case, now, if you want to have a private use, you can ask permission.
Mm-hmm.
Permission and so forth, the monks who are responsible then.
Mm-hmm.
You can find who are the monks who put all these mattresses there and so forth outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Mm-hmm.
We need 10, 5, because 15 monks are coming here
mm-hmm.
to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they count, only 14, 13 now.What are the two missing? And they found you took, and they would blame you. How are you getting like that? So that's why I'm telling you, here now, Yani, it is so common things to disappear. So common. You can't leave everything as a word. You can't broom, you leave in the corner, thinking I will go drink something and go back, then after 5 minutes the broom will disappear.
Yeah, you and my slippers.
Yes, slippers, umbrellas, everything disappears. that is a very bad habit. You should not do that.
张老师说这样，这个是取决于你的动机。他说一般人来讲，可能这个动机是这样，就是认为这个东西反正送他的，那我也是他一份子，这个东西送他，我也可以用。他说你这种东西去拿去用的话，不犯法的情况。但是这个是对的，是不好的行为。他说这个东西本身，因为这个东西本身给公用，你不能随便拿一个东西给自己私用。或者说你应该是跟负责这个人行为去吧，就是谁说的可重。特别这些东西，你跟他行不去了，就是说，要不，如果他许可的话，你可以再拿回去，那是那样的。
那
如
果做的多，十二个升级，这样算不算？
So he's asking that.On those public mattresses, he put a piece of label with his own name on it. He stick a label on it, and with his own name. Is that allowed?
Of course it's not allowable, because actually this is for public, it is not for private use.
Mm-hmm.
So these things actually, it is very difficult, easy to fall into problems by doing such things.
Mm-hmm.
Because these monks, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this doesn't belong to a person, belongs to for common property.
Mm-hmm.
If they see a name there, they will immediately catch you and tell you, come, you put this name here.
Mm-hmm.
Why you put like that? And they will go to Minko Dapane and blame you.
Okay.
So therefore, in order to avoid problems, one should not do such things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's good to ask all the time permission.
Uh-huh.
Permission is okay.
Uh-huh.
So then there are senior monks there, like for example, the Dhanasala, Sima, Samidhi or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He is looking after this thing.
Uh-huh.
You can ask this monk,
uh-huh.
who are responsible, what duties, for example, to put these mattresses
uh-huh.
and so forth, to put these cushions.
Uh-huh.
They are responsible ones. And then about the kutis, It's called, again, there are monks who are looking for guest kutis and so forth, sweeping around, doing. You can ask them. It's called, they will give you the information. And then according to that information, you have to follow. To follow. Don't try to manipulate things in a way so that become you look too selfish.
So he's asking that, so before when he was a Samana, once he needed a mattress for his kuti, so he asked another Sinhalese monk to find a mattress for him. And that Sinhalese monk actually went to the Bhavana Sala or Sima took a mattress there. He doesn't know whether that mattress is called a discarded thing or belongs to the Bhosana. But anyway, that Sinhalese monk took that mattress and gave it to him. So he said that if this thing actually belongs to Sangha, then is there any offense occur to him?
To him or to the other Samana? Single Sangha?
To him.
No, of course it doesn't any offense and so forth, because now sometimes Samanera as they do it, make it out of this riska. This belongs to the Bhavana Sala. What is Manchus belong to whom? Who you got it from the Bhavana Sala?
He said it is put in the Bhavana Sala.
It was put in the Bhavana Sala.
Yes.
So yes, you see, sometimes even single Samanera is like that. They have no consideration. They did just to help the other, they take whatever they find. So then this is how things disappear sometimes. Because this is for common use. And if, for example, this matches had been put there maybe to kindle some candle and so forth for the Buddha pose or something like that. So the monk who does the duties, he goes there and he does not find the matches. Okay? So therefore now, this is not appropriate way to do like that. Except if there are many matches, maybe 10 pieces there and so forth, then one can take one and give to another monk. But it is only one. So, and that monk who put that duty, he makes the duties there, because there are monks who look after the Buddha Puja, and they keep these matches somewhere, so to light some candle. He goes there, the matches are missing. So, it's not good to do like that. So it's better to ask, to ask and so forth before taking such thing, especially from public spaces. Whether it is for common use or it can be for private use. Temporary you can take, temporary. For example, you take just to, because you want to go to the kuti for emergency case. You put the matches, light a candle, and then you return it back. No problem. But to keep the whole match with you, while you know it is from a public place, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. 就常咱们就生产功能的地方去用的，我进了这个固体有这些脸盆
啊
这个东西，我觉得这个都那里比较需要，我就把它放在那个生产的功用的地方，这我也没有过失。
固体中本来就有的水桶，
本来就有的水桶，我也不是那个自己用，我就直接拿到。
So he's asking that there's some belongings of his kuti, new kuti. There's some belongings in that something that belongs to his new kuti. For example, bucket. Then he thinks that I'm living in this kuti, I don't need to use this bucket. But this bucket is actually good for the sangha. For example, good for the dhanasara of the monks. So then he brings this bucket to the dhanasara for those monks to use. For the sangha in the dhanasara to use. So is that, does it occur any offense for him to, by doing that?
Of course not. You see, I'm telling you there are duties, kuti duties, or sanasana, called sanasana vata, sanasana vata. All monks, if they go inside the sanasana, how they have to deal with the items who belong to that. Okay. They should not misplace them from place to place, should guard them, protect them, that should not be destroyed. So these are certain duties. Now the one falls into offense if one breaks his duties. One wants to have temporary, actually temporary you can do it, but not leaving things disappear from the kuti you are, no. Because just you make these things disappear. They've been allotted for this kuti. If the next monk arrives, so then why he can use the water for the toilet? He can't use it. So he falls into trouble. He has to run in the storeroom to get another bucket. So one must know that how, even if one leaves a kuti, should make it convenient for the next monk to come there without any problems.
他说：“你这个桶，比方说本来就是属于你这个柜子哈，那你然后你这个东西又不是放到那个食堂那地方，又不是暂时的，那你这个应该是犯戒。”他说是这样的，他说那个这个就是刚才说的那个绿藏小品里边是克助者的义务，你不能随便把你那个你住在那个柜子里，你不能随便那柜子本来有东西放到别的地方去。你属于那个固定就是属于那个固定，你不能随便放别的地方去。当然暂时的话，暂时放一下是可以，暂时放一下然后再赶快拿回来可以。但如果长期那样，那是犯戒。
那是放什么戒？
恶作嘛，这种犯这种义务都是恶作。
哦，就是义务恶作。那我也放过一个水桶。
你要问你说，
我之前那年缺那个
破
掉了，后来我
新加这个地方。就是那个白色的那个水桶，我觉得这个水桶很老掉。
啊，零一跟已经舍弃做的。
对，
啊，也做那个。
都说的都跟
原来
电视上说的情况一样，一是
那
个什么，二是有标签，但是这是属于别人上提的，我不知道跟我有什么关系。
库房里边是吧？
对，
库房里边你可以随便领啊。
对，但是因为这有标签，会让人觉得这是我那什么。
会让人什么？
我还有。就是坐那个小脚的凳子，
我
是说，
我用了一个就是
挖什么？
你说，
就是我用了一个，就是说，于僧团所属部上，就是说缝了一些标签的这个垫子，说对我有什么用？
你这东西在库房里边，然后他库房里边都是那个是对确定不是说是这个是属于某一个人，就是说在库房里边大家都可以，
就是在那里。
你然后你确认那东西是大家都可以随便拿对吧？
缝纫间里
面，缝纫间的东西一般都是大家都可以随便拿的。
对。
对。
那大家
那随便拿，你为什么不能拿？然后你想说什么？
我不太知道，反正我感觉因为他说的所有情况跟我这一模一样。
不是，
至少是澄清一个问题。
不是你缝纫间的东西，一般你关键是这个东西是你可不可以随便拿的？是人人都可以拿来用，还是说只是给某些特定人用的？这是关键。你不我这个问题，问题是我没啥问题，对不对？
那好了，
对。
打个比方说，我前段时间我就碰到一个事情，我正好没有手电筒，我到了缝纫机房间里，他们来和那个手电筒，我就把它拿回来了，拿回来用了，用一段时间的时候，我就都觉得不对，我说是不是我又把那手电筒放回那边？打个比方说，我拿了这个手电筒，我忘记了还了，这是缝纫机那边的，缝纫机的嘛。我觉得为什么我会还回去呢？因为我在想，随便那个手电筒，它这不在仓库里的东西，我有个观念，我觉得 不是川贵的东西，这东西拿回来我还是要放放回去。但是如果我忘记了这个事情算不，我这个想法对不对，还有我忘记了算不算那。
你这想法，你这想法肯定是对，分人计算就应该就不是，那个实验法不是让你计算的，对
啊，
是分人计算法肯定不是，肯定不是分人计算法，实验法不是让你计算，你拿实验法反正拿的，
对，应该是这样。
对
啊，我
是这样。那你的问题是什么？你的问题
就是忘了，我大概
忘了
对对
啊。So he's asking that he must say that there's a torch in the machine room, for example, torch in the machine room, but which is for the public use. But then he temporarily, because he has some temporary urgency, then he took that torch for his own use. And then he raised the intention to return it. But then he forgot about that. So what kind of offense occurred to him?
Well, it's no offense, but it's forgetfulness, no?
Uh-huh.
So then, it's no offense as such.
Mm-hmm.
So then, this is a common thing now in this world, because lack of mindfulness, sati sampajanya is called very poor.
Mm-hmm.
Poor is called, now in this, many monks they have poor sati sampajanya. So, and they forget. They will take it and then,they will do whatever they do, and then after that, it's easy to forget. So, it is not good. It is no offense, actually, but it is called, because it is called asatya, no? Asatya.
Mm-hmm.
Asatya, you will see some sekya rules.
Mm-hmm.
They have this anapati. Mm-hmm. In the anapati section, non-offense section,
mm-hmm.
asatya means with, forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
By forgetfulness is no offense.
Mm-hmm.
But if one does it again and again, that means something serious going on in his head.
Yes.
Then, it is something, this forgetfulness, if it is done again and again,
mm-hmm.
then of course it is, it means lack of respect for the rules, lack of respect
okay.
for the Sangha also.
Okay.
Lack for respect for others.
Then it
becomes an offense.
Okay. 他说你这个属于忘记十念，这个是不犯戒，不犯十念不犯。他说这个有很多例子，你可以比方说那个印学法里边如果你看律藏，他后面那个讲不犯的事，他都很多戒都会讲十念是不犯的。然后，但是，这是一点，就是你平时十念是不犯，但是这个行为其实也很不好，就是因为很多时候你其实经常出现这种情况，很多东西就是因为这样忘了，然后就不见了。他说这是一方面，再一方面就比方说你如果说你经常出现这种十念情况，然后如果是反复经常出现这种情况，那么很可能原因就是你对这个僧团的东西，包括你对这个戒律不是很恭敬，那你可能会犯八戒戒，因为不恭敬犯八戒戒。
嗯，但是我想问一点，就是之前的那有上天啦，有在我们另一边上。好多破布，然后就是说他走了好几个月都没有人收，也没有人洗，然后我就从里面就是找了两个，当然当个窗帘，但是那一个布是那个上面有一些非常脏的，经理就说洗不掉的东西，另一个布是非常窄的，就是说像我们下衣比下衣的窄一些的那个用布，然后上面好多就诚实15%诚实的那种一个布，我可不可以又洗了以后，然后当个窗帘啊，或者说
这你的人，你对付他能不能把这个布把它当个垃圾扔掉？
我当个器物行。
啊，
对，
器物行。
我现在
器物行就是不犯的，器物行肯定是不犯的。
但是之前有人跟我说，我首先要舍到那个库房，然后舍到以后，然后过一天，然后再去，这才合适。
So he's asking that before he found some dirty cloth thrown in the public place by some previous samana, by some guest samana, and then he wants to wash those cloths for his own, and then after cleaning it, he wants to make it for his own use, those cloths. But then somebody tells him that you cannot take these things immediately.You must relinquish these things to the storeroom, and after one day only you can take that for your own use. So, what do you think of this issue?
So, he found this cloth where? Which place?
Those sticks of where hung their rope?
Hang the ropes?
Yes, that place.
And that cloth was falling on the ground, or where?
It is still hanging there, but it's hanging there for a very long time, and it's very, very dirty, according to him.
It is hanging from the rope.
It's not a rope, it's a dirty cloth.
Dirty cloth.
Some clothes and some cloths and towels.
They are just hanging there.
Yeah,
for a very long time. Nobody takes.
Nobody takes. I'm very dirty.
So then you can take it. It's not a problem because I can see now there is no offense with the non-offense clauses. Mm-hmm. You can find if one is called Pansukulasan. If one takes it out of with a perception that he has been discarded, mm-hmm. discarded clothes, discarded items, mm-hmm. or the owner is no more there. Mm-hmm. So, but even then, we usually check 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, mm-hmm. yeah, it's called even a little bit more. Mm-hmm. If nobody takes, then we understand that he is no owner. Mm-hmm. Then we can take them. Mm-hmm. We don't need to put, the storeroom. To take it again, so because the order is discarded.
他说这个七物想，这七物想，这一般来说，以七物想取物是肯定是不犯的。但是在实际操作中，就是为了避免，就是说你这个七物想可能是错的，说一般会等上几天，一般等了几天，你说您就看看，对，还那是没问题。他说七物想，然后你拿回去没有可以自己拿去用，然后也没必要放库房里面，然后再拿出来，这完全没有必要。
Tell him to wait, don't take it mentally. Because Pansukula Sanya, to wait several days.
He said he has been waiting for several months.
Like
that. He
said,
你想说什么？你说商家？
应该得直接就还我们僧，就是说那个什么库房啊，还是什么应该怎么？
他让你报的。
对，但是那个什么，我不能储藏三件，就是说那个多余三件，或者说多余两件。
这是被困的钱。
So he's asking that there was one bhikkhu. Before there was one Chinese bhikkhu who before he left this monastery, he left a box of chivras to him, and asked
him
to keep it for him. Ask him to keep it for him. And then after a long time, this bhikkhu didn't come back. But he didn't did this robe either. That monk didn't come back. Didn't say I won't come back again. And didn't this robe. So but then he found this chivras is a burden for him, and especially after he become a bhikkhu, then he thinks that he cannot keep extra chivras. Then so he's asking what to do, what should he do in this scenario.
That Chinese monk, he did not tell him anything. He just left without telling that.
No, he tells him to keep those chivras for him.
For him, for that Chinese monk.
Yes, for that Chinese monk.
To keep the, with him in the kuti.
Yes.
But he has not returned.
Yeah, not returned yet.
How long time? Very long time.
Not very long. You know the monk who before he lives next to you, Sujato, is living next to you. There's a Chinese.
Yes, Sujato.
So he has left for some time, no?
He told you he want to go to see his mother and come back.
Yes, but he not back yet.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
Maybe more than 1 year or like.
More than half a year.
Yeah, something like that. Very long. So then, and I don't know. So then, it's a burden, no? It's a burden for him.
Yeah, it's a burden for him.
Yeah. So then, if he likes, he can give it up. He can give it to the storeroom.
If that monk gives it up, or he gives it.
He can give to the storeroom because it's a long time now.
Long time.
If it is a burden for him, he can give to the storeroom.
But that monk asked him to keep something, and he promised maybe.
He can keep the storeroom, tell the storekeeper to put in a room, in a corner then.
Uh-huh.
The corner and so forth, so that if that monk returns, he can tell him that. It's like for private use, they become Nisagya Pachitya, this rope.
Okay.
You can't keep it. Even to tell the Ansamanda, keep this rope for me, I will come and take it back. So you expect the rope, no? And after 10 days, they become Nisagya Pachitya. Because extra ropes. You can't keep extra rope for more than 10 days. All this become Nisagya Pachitya.
Okay.
All these ropes.
Okay. But if that that kind of ropes is kind of a... It may be the case that rope does not belong to Sujata. He also is some other monk's rope, and he did some bicapana with him.
Then made bicapana.
We don't know because he didn't mention whether that rope actually belongs to Sujata or not.
Whatever the case is, but now if he's a burden for him. Of course, now. So that did not tell him after how long time he will return. He did not tell anything.
He didn't tell me.
Huh?
He didn't tell anybody.
And you didn't ask her.
Nothing.
He did not ask her.
Nothing else.
We actually asked. Even I asked him, but he didn't tell anybody. So he said he cannot be sure.
He cannot be sure.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, if it is bad for him, you can tell the storekeeper to keep it in the storeroom somewhere. Because there is an old room, no? Old room there, he put all these rubbish things. Yes, he's not sure of anything. It's called... It's too late. You just he can find other ropes.
Yes.
He's not becoming a burden for us. What do you think?
Okay.
No problem.
What did you stop now? The time is almost close to 10.
We just finished Tana Chavi.
Tana Chavi. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is how we finish. This is Nana Banda Panchaka is finished. This is also Eka Panda Panchaka. Dasasi Ruvanti Rasayana Tabutena Abdi Yoga Adina Nayena Adivina Harana Avaharana Yiryapata Yoga Shandasin Eka Panda Panchaka. Let me see, there is also the Eka Panda Panchaka. The animate things, no?
Mm-hmm.
Animate things, change the position. Left side of a TV. They put the example of a TV, you know?
Okay.
Moving the left side of a TV past what it is, its right side used to be, what is it? What is the example there? With a TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand.
Let me see.
So then, anyway, now regarding animate things, no?
Mm-hmm.
Animals and slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does these things with animate things, okay, like living things, so then again he falls into parajika. Adiye, Hare, Avahare, and so on.
然后下面讲那个有生命无法和那个无生命无主法的方式还是一样的，只是那个标题不一样，只不过是有生命那个就是说那个这个一种物质无法，它只是那个有生命的问题，比如说动物，比如说奴隶等等。
So then, let me see. All right, we'll see the next tomorrow.
Okay.
There are many other things to be learned. How clever people are. Human beings are very clever. Still.